There are two ideas I would like to underline today. One, the way we look at ourselves, and two, the way we look at others. People say about different parishes and churches, we are a welcoming church, as all churches should be. However, Jesus' first sermon was not welcome, but repent, change your lives, be better for yourselves and for the people around you. It is not good enough to maintain the status quo, to remain as you are, but to take this gift of life and make it better. But in order to do that, the way we look at ourselves must be reflected, as today's gospel reminds us about the serpent in the desert. If you remember the story from the sacred scriptures, the seraph snakes were biting the Israelites and they were getting sick and dying. And Moses goes to God and says, "Help my people." And God says, "Make a brazen serpent, a serpent out of bronze, and put it on a stick and raise it up high so that people looking upon it will be cured." This is a sign often used in medical help. But why didn't God simply cure the people? Psychologists say, if you want to be free of any dysfunction in your life or bad habit, you have to face it. And in some ways, God told the Israelites, you want to be free of these snakes that cause you injury and harm? Face the snake in your life. You can't be better if you don't look at yourself honestly and tell yourself, this is who I am. People do not get cured by illusions. They get cured by reality. And so in the Old Testament, the snake was a symbol of the cross that is raised up, and Jesus asks us, look honestly at the suffering in your life, and whatever you can help, work on it to become a better person. The second little idea is this: the way we look at other people. I remember when I was a young boy and I would be crying, and sometimes my family would say, "What do you have to cry about? You don't have any responsibilities." We sometimes underestimate the drama of childhood. And I used to tell my parents, when you guys go back, get back from work, you're done. But I still have homework to do. And they said, "Well, you're my homework." I go, "Okay, I get it. We're all working as a family." As a comparison, let me finish up with this. The largest bone in the human body is the femur. It's very large depending on the size of the person. But the smallest bone is the stirrup or the stapes within the ear. It's between 2 and 3 millimeters. There are two other bones in the ear, but they say the stirrup because it looks like a stirrup at the smallest. And whether you break the largest bone in your body or hurt the smallest bone in your body, you will have pain and discomfort. So I ask all of us, when someone is crying or someone is in pain, whether they're a young child or an older person, or even if you think they have nothing to cry about, be very sensitive. Because what goes on in every human heart is very serious. Children love seriously. They feel pain seriously, discouragement, when their friends ignore them or when their friends pay attention to them. So do not minimize the suffering or the joys of other people, but pay attention carefully. Because whether you are large or whether you are small, the reality of life can be very imposing, and also it can be very joyful. Take seriously both what you experience and be very reverent about what other people experience. Slava Isusu Christum.